Weiter in Shas, we are in Chulin Dav Ches. Bring it up on the top of the page. Zok the Hilige Shgemara. We're going to talk about knives today in Shechting. Amar Vzeir Amar Shmuel. Libein Sakin Vishachar. Let's say they heat up the knife and then they shechted with it. So now this knife is on fire. Libein Vilashal Lavan means white. But it means you got to heat it up. It's white hot. And now, what happens? You shach the shchita shesher. The shchita is a good shchita. Rashi says, "V'lo amar sreifa hizu." V'lo shchita. We don't say, "Oh, it's sreifa, not shchita." Chidu dan kodlan libuna. And the reason is because the sharpness of the knife is what comes before the heat of it. Rashi says, "Makdim amar lachtoch kodem shetichvea behema menor." Before it gets burnt from the fire itself. Says the Gemara, "V'ha'ikat staden." What about the sides of the knife that don't have that sharpness? Rashi says, "Well, it's staden sakin kishen nichnas atoch hachetech when it gets into the cut." Kodem Tishchat, Rov is Simon before Shecht, majority of the Kana in the Veshet. Simonim, he serefes as Simonim, burns the Simonim, the Kana in the Veshet. Vinimtse, she nisrefa, kodem shchita, ends up getting burned for the shchita. Shere Veshet, nukuvasa, bimashu, litraif, because the Veshet, if it gets a little hole, it's trefa, it's trefa kenekevu. And trefa is like a nekev. So clearly, the trach in the esophagus is going to be a problem. Says, well, no, not an issue, because beis hashchita mirvach revach. The skin around the animal is very tight, so when you cut it, it pulls back immediately. Beis hashchita mirvach revach becomes very spacious. Rashi says, misrachi v'chetach mishnei mitzidei ha'sakin mikan mikan ve'ein nogea simen. A simon elav chidudo shasakin, only the sharpest part of it actually touches it, and therefore cuts before it burns. Let's say somebody heat up a spit. Spit is the things that you put over like a fire when you put the chicken on it, and you have it toasting like, I don't explain it more than that. Okay. A metal rod that goes through, or wood. So let's say you heat it up, and then somebody takes it and hits his friend with it and gives him a makkah. And then he has a tsaras that comes at that place. So actually says, "Es ha'adam makah b'koach, mishum shchin nidon or mishum michva nidon." Does he get judged as shchin or as michva? Shchin is like an inflammation, a boil inflammation, or is it like a burn? Says Rashi, "Le'inyan negayim." This is talking about in reference to nega. So I'm a nega, because the first come on, like we're going to explain later on. Shchin ba ayidei chom. Shchin comes for the heat. Shemischame machmas koach akav, who heats up because of the hit of because of the wound. Umichva ba machmas aor, but a burn comes from fire. V'hachadikat arvayot is both of them. V'haymenayu dainin lay. How do you judge either one of them? How do we deal with this type of situation? Says the Gemara, "L'mayin nafkamina." Who cares? Rashi says, "Beis adavr chiluk din michva mishchin tibayilach." What's the difference in the halachas between them that you're asking the question? It's going to be the same halachas. Look at the tanya, like we learned in a brisa. Shchin umichva, both these things. A person gets a wound from them, and the tsaras comes from this. Shenucha umitamin b'shavua echa b'shnei simanim. Both of them can make a person tummy at the end of 1 week if they have one of two symptoms that come along. Biser lavan ubepisyon, with white hair or with spreading. I'll explain Rashi in a minute. V'la mechil kanakasav, why the Pasuk decided to teach the same dinim in two different places if it's the same din. Lo Rashim etzar from Zem, is that to tell you that they're not mitzar with the next? Says Rashi. B'tamim b'shavua echad b'shnei simana b'seir lovenu b'pitzin she'ein b'hen hezger sheni. We know that a person has a questionable tzaras situation. Then he has to, the kohen comes, looks, and puts him in hezger, and he puts him in quarantine. And then a second time if it's a problem. But over here there's no second time. K'mo shekasav v'yikra b'seis of sapachas b'seis hezgeros. Those types of tzaras have two confinement periods. She'im amad b'enav v'lo pasha. It stood where it was and it didn't spread. Shavua Rishon, Masker Sobashina. Then you put him aside, you put him again for another week. Shema Yifsha Vyechli Tenu. Maybe it's going to become the Yeseras. Avav Shchin Michva. Lo nemar ela hesker echad, only one hesker. Vim amad be'ena b'shua rishon, if it ends up staying exactly as this after the first week, shuv ein masgiru l'tamu, we don't mitame him, ela potzu alach, he leaves. B'shnei simanim hanachna mefarish, these are the two things that can cause it a problem. V'sei alavan, v'peisen Rashi says, v'sei imposa, pasha if it spread, v'lo kinesek shesimen to musa b'sei itzov, and not like, Right, so okay, only if it's spread by the end of the week, or the white hairs that come out of it, then it's going to be a mukhlat, it's a taras. V'lo mechlukin because of why they're going to split up, says Rashi, b'shtei parshos, the pirish mishpat kol achas va, goes through all the dinim of all them, v'lo tzir from yachin taharei mishpatam shavah, and put it together because it's the same din, v'hayo lo lichtav ki yeh bo be'oro shkin o michva, let us just say this or that. And for the Gemara, shim mitzar from zem, zed and amitzar, l'shir nega ki gris, to shir v'nega, which is a gris. Chatzi pol, she'im Allah bo chatzi gris, machmas chom, maka, shlo ede or, the chatzigris, that's like the kviyas or a mitzarfen. One because of the wound, one because of the fire. They're not mitzarfen for the next. Utina wa 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 wa. We learned in the Mishnah in the Goyim, ezu shchin veezu mechva. What shchin? What's a mechva? Shchin is like a boil, like an inflammation from the heat, and the other one mechva is from the burn from the fire. So what are they? If it's laka be'etz be'evin, let's say if someone got hit with wood or with a rock. I says he kill bekoach be'evin. I feel below chabura. Without a wound, the kol maka mischamim merabasim yad. It heats up the skin immediately. I dare cut through the hitting itself. But gefes b'chamim tver with mark. Mark gefes is mark. It's the pulpy stuff left over after the oil has been taken from the olives, and it's hot. It can actually burn a person who sticks their hand in such a thing. But gefes hit min yadu b'psola shel zeitzim uchamim od me'elav. And if it gets hot on its own and it burns. Anything that did not come from actual fire, the hot springs of Tveria, all these type of things. And that's including lead that comes from the mine. It's hot enough to go ahead and to burn something. Rashi says, they mine it, the lead. Zeu shchin. All this is called shchin. It's called like that inflammation shtickle. What's called a burn? That would be nichva begacheles, let's say, something to do with fire. Begacheles is pechem shalok chaba, so it's like a coal that was still lit. Or remetz, which is hot ashes. Rashi says, efer cham, v'kach shmo b'loshan aravi, remetz. Besid roseach, b'givsis roseach, or if you have sid, Rashi says min sid v'sof mosol k'min sid. It's a boiling lime, the other one is a boiling gypsum. V'chol davar haba machmasor, anything that comes because of fire, lasuye chami or which is coming to include water that's heated by fire. Then Zui Michva, that is called Michva, that's called a burn. Vitanya, and we learned to the Braisa, Shchin u Michva. Let's say you have Shchin and Michva that come at the same spot. Im Shchin called the Michva, if the Shchin came before the Michva, Bittel Michva is a Shchin, then the burn is going to be Mavato the Shchin. And we're going to look at any Tsaras that comes there, like a bit of mikva is a shchin, it's going to look like a mikva, like a burn. The mikva comes as a shchin, and if the burn comes before the shchin, then bit of shchin is a mikva. A mikva. Mikva kodem is a shchin, bit of shchin. The second is mavato, the first one, and we look at the anything now, it's going to look like as shchin. Okay. All right. So, says the Gemara. Now, what's the question? V'hacha hechidami. And here, what's the case that we're talking about over here? Okay, my friends, now that we have this understanding over here, what we came out is we see three different ideas. You don't combine two of them if they're less than a gris, that is a mikveh and in the shchin. You don't put the two together. And what each one of them are. And if you have both of them happening, the second one is what takes on the category of what it is. V'achay yichidami, kigon dahava bey. Chatzi gris shchin meikara. Let's say you have a case of this person. He already had a chatzi gris of tsaras of shchin. V'libin shput v'ikabo. And then you have it heat up the spit, and he gets hit with it. and he gets, you know, this boo boo right next to it. Rashi says, "Bleibin sudu hikabo ba'ka zu yesh toris shchin v'toris michva." It has both of them. V'boy, right, because it has the heat and it has the wound of hitting, getting hit with it. V'boy lan, we want to know, hi kodem, which one comes first? V'asi delesi basra v'nevatel. The second one's going to come v'nevatel it. V'nafik bei chatzi gris acher, and another half a gris of tras comes out from it. Maya, what's going to be then? Chavata kodem. Right, again, we're talking about over here. This guy already had a shchin over there. It's a chavata kadim. And then what happens? Chavata comes first, and then the hevel of that comes afterwards. And then v'havali shchin u'michvat shchin u'michvat. And therefore, l'mitzayim l'mitzayif. Odila havla kadim. The he comes first. So as the chavata mevatali v'havla, and the chavata is being mevatal that v'havali shchin u'shchin. Now ends up being two shchins. Now you already have a gris. So mitzayif. Now they're going to mitzayif to each other, and this person is going to end up being tamei tashma. Tamei v'zera marishmo libein sakim v'shachar bar. Someone goes and heat up the knife like crazy, and then you shechted with it. What's going to be the din? Shchita asuk sheir. The shchita is kasha. Must be why? Because chiduda kadam lilibuna. Because the sharpness of it goes before the heat. Alma chavata kadam le kadam. It must be that the boo boo comes before the burn, and therefore the burn is second. And now we have a bit of a problem. Pardon, then it's not a problem because then it's two things that are not mitzayif. So it's Gemara, it's not a raya because chidud shiny. When it's sharp, it's different. Rashi says to mitoch shuchar because it's so sharp. Ein hevel haor shabo chazak. The heat is not retained well in it. V'chetichaso kadam lehevlo, and therefore the cut is before the heat. So even if the sharp edge cuts before, it can burn. It might be that the hit comes before burns before it it's going to burn before it causes the injury. Tashma, let's try again from a brisa. Libin shvut v'ikabo. Someone goes to heat up a spin, then he hits someone with it. Nidon mishom michvaseish. We treat it like a burn from the fire. Alma chavata kadam. Must be that the chavata came first and the burn, and comes before the burn and causes that injury first. Hasam nami no the barzia mivras. There also someone poked him with the tip of it and it's sharp. Rashi shaloike b'koach. Not because of the boom, because of the boom of it. Ella Dick Ducker, he stabbed him. In kind of chavata. And the hevel, that's fire. Avaliko, the ika chavata, ema daha, avabasa, that maybe comes after the mevatal avon, and then it's going to be mevatal it. In the hainu chidud, which is the same as the sharp edge of the knife, and if you were hit with it, then the burn would come before it. And therefore, we end without giving an answer. We don't have an answer to the question. Viter nu inyin, number of Nachman Amar, Rav Nachman Amar, Rabbi Baravua. Sakin shel avotzka chom. You have a knife that is for avodah zara next. It was used to shecht avodah zara stuff, you know, karbanos. You're not getting any hana from such a thing. Says Rashi, shem shamshim ba karbanos shel avotzka chom. Vasua ba hana. It's also ba hana. Because the Armina Mesechas avodah zara. A beit abdun is kolam kamos. Bekelim shenishtam shul avodah zara chom. Comes from the daber, you're not getting enough for it. Mutalishka, but you're allowed to do shchita with it. What's it then? V'asalachta pabasa. You can do shchita with it, but you're not allowed to cut meat with it, like is your steak knife. Mutalishka, but you know, I can mekalkel. You're being mekalkel the thing by going ahead and now, and by cutting it. What in the world are you talking about? Why is that called mekalkel? How is that messing things up? Says Rashi, "Ve'ein zuhana shebechayea ha'udameh Reuben is worth a lot of money when it's alive. Milachas shchita for when it's afterwards, because bechayea he omitted the gimel tovar. You have three things: the gadol vlados to have kids, the charisha to do charisha, ve'achid and for eating it. Once you kill it, you can't do it anymore. So therefore, it's mutal shchita because it's doing bad things. It's not called enough. Also, lachtoch babasa now to go and cut meat with it. Rashi says, "Mitakenu kevan the kevan deshachta lachi kaima because that's what it's for." Misakin, or you're doing an act of misakin, therefore it's a problem. Amarava, but you know what? Pa'amim shah shochitasa. There's sometimes that even the shchita is going to be a problem. When is that going to be? Why would it be that the issue of shchita is a problem? Bimisukanis, talking when the animal was sick and it was dying. Rashi says, Tahavi misakin, Vahani ha'na, she'im lo yishchatena Thomas. If you don't cut, it's going to end up dying. Mechate chmutan, sometimes it's actually cutting, it's going to be mutter. Ba'atme de kaimin le korbana. When you're dealing with parts of the meat that are meant to be used in order to give as a gift, Rashi says, the sachem tovim, big. Pieces like the yerech, the katif, the chazah, the thigh, the shoulder, or the chest. To kaima l'shulchan doron la'adam chashuv. To give the adam chashuv v'zeh shechatchan afsedim now. So long as chashuv when you cut it up.
But really, you should never be used to let it use it because the shamnun is the fat of the yisur. Hashem's alpha gavdu mekalkel. Also, lachtov mishum shamnun is the yisur. The nevelos and niflu v'zakan. You have the navlus, which is stuck. It's got absorbed when you when the knife is used for avodah zara. You got the stuff that's stuck inside of it and get absorbed in. And therefore, it should be also to use even to go into shacht. And for the Gemara, beep, turn the page. Chesam abeis. No, we're talking about bechadasha. Rashi says shelo chatchu b'meolam. You never cut anything with it. It's a totally new knife, and therefore there's no fat. Says Gemara, what? Chadasha, a new one? What do you mean? Says Rashi, chadasha. My mitzvah mishum avodas kochavim. Why would it be asur for avodas zara then? The high second level avodas kochavim atzmi. The knife is not a considered avodas zara itself. Ela tash mishamshe avodas kochavim. It's used for it. Dubein the Rabbi Shmuel, dubein the Rabbi Akiva. The Polig Beperik, Rabbi Yishmael and Avodah Zarah, but Avodas Kochavim Atzma Ika, Ikalamandomer Aser Miyad, Vikalamandomer Lechisha Avad. They argue about the fact that when something designated Avodah Zarah, whether it becomes also immediately or only becomes also once you serve it, Modu, they agree, but Kalim, when it comes to the utensils, the Enamaser Machi Avdu, until they're served, Achi Yasu, Bahem Shemesh of the Kochavim, until they're actually used. So there's no question over here if it's Chadasha, nothing would be an issue. Has Chadasha been Rabbi Yishmael, been Rabbi Akiva, Mashamshav is Kochavim, Hain, they're considered Mashamshav is Kochavim. And assume they're not until they're actually used for avodah zara. So clearly, we can't be talking about a new knife. What do you mean? Says going on. But you say there's two interesting answers. Number one is if we say the pasuk about gavza, it's used more to cut wood. Rashi says chatichos eitzos, chatichos eitzim, pieces of wood, and therefore it became aser of tashmish avodah zara, but never absorbed anything. Others say, you could say, we're talking about an old one. Rashi says, but then what happens? We're malabin it in the fire. They heat it out and they cash it. Rashi says, we're going, shalim no ba'or. Then kind of says, shamnunis. There's no shamnunis there anymore. Next, yitmar. Shulchan b'sakin zolvi kacham. Someone goes and shacked with a knife avodah zara. Rav amar kolei. What did he say? He says, if you shacked an animal, you use a knife of avodah zara and nick a knife. And now you shacked. What do you do? Kol, if you have to go and you have to peel away the area where the knife touched, Rashi says, Besa Shchita, Mepnei Shabbala, Shamnun Sezakin, because it absorbed the stuff, so you have to peel away the stuff before you go and eat it. V'rabba V'rachana, Amar Mediach, no, just wash it off, Rashi says, B'mayim with water. Lema V'alkamifke, this must be the Machlokas. Damar Sava, Besa Shchita, Sonin, one says, you just wash it off, because he says, Besa Shchita is cold, and therefore it doesn't absorb anything. Damar Sava, Besa Shchita, Roseach, if you have to do Kol, if you have to and you get it absorbed, you have to peel it off. Says Rashi, Sonin, Klomer, Ein it's not going to swallow up. It's not so strong. You have to wash it off. Because you wiped fat on it over there. Didn't get swallowed up into it. With the funnels, Mr. Shchita is right over there. Yeah, she'll doff no a second below some news. I'm able to get it off without there being any fat that gets, you know, stuck over there. So Gemara, lo, really, that's not true. They're not in machlokes there. The kuli al mishchita v'seichu. Everyone agrees that it's boiling hot. Man, they're a kolev shaper. The one who says that he's going to peel it off makes a lot of sense. Man, but the one who says that you just have to wash it off, we say that it didn't get balea. It's not balea. Why? Because I do the treaty simanim lafukidam. Because since the simanim were busy shooting out blood, Rashi's kolmer boat says dam he masukim v'loba balea. They're busy shooting out, spitting out. They're not going to absorb. Therefore, lo bali, they don't go ahead and they don't absorb it. Therefore, you just have to wash it off. Ikadami, another answer number three. Everyone says it's actually cold. So man damer mediach shaper. The one who says you have to just wash it off makes sense. Man damer koleif. Why is it koleif if it's cold? Because I've a duch the sakina bala. Because the fact that you're pushing the knife against it, therefore it was malaya. Rashi says shem shavshifo bebasa beduchik bala. You're pushing very hard and therefore it's swallowed. It absorbs it. If you came to lo ifsek al luchasa, we said the raisu. We don't pass the luchin. Says the raisu. Avdin luchama. We were machmir. The karmel b'shal Torah holach achar machmir. Mekamel chatchil lo yishchot ha shochit gamer. Therefore, what do you do? It's a suffix to a race, and therefore, what do you go according to the Chumrah? Nonetheless, don't do it to the Ha Ashochit Kamar. This is only talking about if one already went and did it, what do we do with it? Okay. Says the Gemara, what about a sack in Treifa? Let's see, I have a knife that is a Treifa. knife. No, but a stick look over here. We got a second tray for Rashi. She shechted the tray for first. She shechted the tray for, and then so you have this knife over here. Pligi bar Ravacha Ravina. They have a machlokas about how you go and you clean off this knife. Chad Amar Becham. One says you use hot water to get rid of it. Rashi Sarich Lahagila Lasakin Mipnei Shabala Shamnunis the tray for you have to do Agol on it. Chad Amar Betzonin. Someone says no, you do it with cold water. Rashi says because some are based on Shchit Betzonin. It's cold. V'lo Balasakin V'lo Nischamim doesn't heat up and therefore doesn't need it. V'yochas Safil Betzonin Allah Chazib Betzonin. Rashi says V'gabi Sakin Shul Heter who the Psak Hilchas Alatera the Lo Itzer B'bliya Zu the Kasha who Lev Law Elaide Resicha. Aval Gabi Sakin the Isur Shalav Gachavim B'plukta Deleil Lo Pasuk Mevisha Sakin Asur B'Basar Rach Lev Law. Okay. Rashi tells us the Gemara is not dealing with the previous question whether a kosher animal shechted with a non-kosher knife has to be, how you deal with it. Because even though the area around the shechita is not hot enough to make the knife, to put the flavor there, the area might be hot enough to absorb flavor from the shechita knife, since an animal's neck absorbs more than the knife. Okay, in any event, v'chasavila, b'sonim v'ika b'lisa, the parsa l'michpere lo tzarech, and if there's a rag, like a very stiff rag from a curtain, you can wipe it off, then lo tzarech, then you don't even have to wash it off, you can even wipe it down. Rashi says, b'lisa the parsa l'michpere, chatichas beged yishana kasha, very old thing, it's like a rag. B'yofla k'neach, b'lisa chaticha b'luya, the parsa, okay, a few different ideas, you find that. That's good enough. According to the one who says that a knife that's used to shech the trifta, you have to use hot water. My time, what's the reason? You want to say because of the fact that it absorbs some of the flavor of the iser. The teranami bala ever minachai, but then hold on 1 second. Mishunta kabbala rashi shamnunis the treifa avala blias dam lo chayish. Without worry about that, shasakin kasha who tar vein dam nivlabo doesn't get absorbed into it. Ella shamnunis she nivlas bein barach bein bekasha it gets absorbed no matter what it is. But then we should be worried also with a regular case like the knife that's used to shechta mutter animal. Also, the one's going to bala ever minachai. It's balea. A limb from a live animal. Rashi says, "Kishachet ba behema kshera nivi hagala." She needed to have gala. Why? Daha bala shamnunis de'ever minachai. Called him gemar shchita before you finish the shchita. Therefore, you have to kasha knife every time. So we know emas bala. When does the knife start to absorb? L'chichayma. Only when it gets hot at the area of the shchita. Emas kachayma. And when does that area start to get hot? L'chigam shchita. Only when you finish the shchita. And at the stage it's already heter, and therefore we don't have a problem with any Aver Menachai. Let's talk to the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, HaTabach Tzarech Shlosh Sakim, the butcher needs three knives. Achat Sheshochet Ba, one that he shechs with. The Achat Shemechatech Ba, so one that he cuts the meat with. The Achat Shemechatech Ba Chalav, and one he cuts out the fats with. Says Rashi, Achat Sheshochet Ba, Velo Yachtech Ba, Dover Acher, don't cut with it afterwards anything else. Shelo Tifkom, you don't want it to make a pukum. You can't have any nicks or any scratches on it. It's a skalkel, but Amim, Sheyavo Lidei Isser, Sheyichla below Bedikin, you're going to shech without checking it. And the one for cutting up, one for Chalav, and that is going to sell it in the shuk, because that is Usser to, you can get another. Let the butcher have one knife for both the kosher meat and the aser fat. Right, there shouldn't be a problem. Right, so if it's in chada, l'chalav and l'batzav, yach l'batzav v'achar kach chalav, and just go ahead and cut the thing. Right, so this is gemara. V'lich l'batzav, v'had l'chalav and l'batzav, everything's good. No, we're worried that gezer shem yach l'chalav v'achar chabasar. Says Rashi, yach l'batzav v'behemas achas machmas u'tarid v'malach tov v'yishkach v'likenach. He's not going to realize. He's not going to wipe it down. V'asi l'chluf, he's going to sell chalav and shabasar. You're going to switch the wrong knives. V'yach l'balokinuach, you're going to cut it without going and cleaning it off. Shesavar hu shehu sakin shabasar. Because he thinks it's a second buster. So if you have to have at least two for those. Hashanah mechav chalei mechav le. What do you mean? If you're just having two knives, you're also going to come back to switch it. No, Kevin, that's Rechin El Dre. Since you have two different knives, therefore, it's like a care. There's a hecker. They're going to put some hecker there to make it clear which one it is. And therefore, we're not worried that they're going to go mix up the knives. Rashi says, also, but simon, you put some sort of simon to make a hacker. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Guess what? Not only with knives, also with kalim. You also have to have a tabach tzarech shnei kalim shalmayim. The tabach, the butcher says bowls of water. So one that he washes off the meat with. One that he washes the fats off with. because you don't want to, God forbid, put the meat in the fat one, because then it's going to get all connected to it. Vinitske, vinitakin le chada, but why don't you just have one of them? And just do in the proper order that you, what do you do? Vinitiech ba basa, vahadan and diech ba chalam. First do the basa, then do chalam. And it says, Gemara, gezer shem yadiech chalam mecha chapraser. You're making a mistake and do it the wrong way. Rashi says that tchila, and then what's going to happen? You amayim mefutamos, and then the water is going to be filled with all this fat, minisham nunas, haidi, shifshuf haidayim, to washing your hands. Vahafagav du tson, even though it's cold, vahakach gidbak, but fun is going to catch onto the sides of the basa, the meat. Vahafagav, she ain nivla bo, nidbaku, because even though it's going to absorb into it, it's going to be attached to it. Says Gemara, "Bahashanami Michlav." But you're going to say the mistake with which waters you're putting in. It says, "Nah, given this chinatayte, since you have to have two water things there, islay hakir, there's a hecker, and you're not going to make a mistake of which basin you're putting it in." Okay, we're going to stop over here and wish all y'all a great, great day.